Welcome to Cyber AI, the podcast where cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, and digital reputation intersect. I'm Alan W. Silberberg. This is going to be episode number 5, Celebrity Cybersecurity and Reputation in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. Now, you might be thinking, and you would not be alone for sure, I'm not famous, so this doesn't apply to me. Well, here's the truth. Actually, what happens to celebrities online kind of ends up being an early warning signature for the rest of us. The things that the bad people try on celebrities first often end up becoming the widespread attacks that they're doing on everyone else later on. So I just want to maybe share some of the things that I've learned having defended multiple celebrities in both cybersecurity and reputation, and looking at the types of attackers who try to attack them, and how might that, you know, relate to you, whether you are, a celebrity CEO or celebrity parent of a 4-person household. So, segment 1. What happens to celebrities online matters to everyone. Why celebrity cybersecurity matters to you. Celebrities are often the first to face new forms of cyber threats. Why? Because they're visible, they're influential, they're trusted by millions of people, they're seen as pools of wealth as well as influence. Also, for a hacker to take them down, you know, that gives them a huge amount of credibility. It makes the other hackers sort of pay attention, and also the media nowadays instantly pays attention. Several years ago, Taylor Swift, Jennifer Lawrence, Christopher Pratt, Ariana Grande, all of these people were hacked. Different ways, mostly through it. Those came through a specific hack that occurred on iPhones. But these attacks aren't personal invasions. They're not just personal invasions. They become, for the celebrities, they become huge public spectacles, reputational crises. They also become blueprints for hackers who then turn their attention to, you know, regular people like you and me and do the same exact thing. Now imagine yourself waking up one morning and having that type of reputation attack where something happens and then all of a sudden your personal information from inside your phone or inside your email or inside your computer are suddenly on the front page of your local newspaper and everybody's laughing at you when you go get coffee in the morning. This is where artificial intelligence really makes things complicated. Artificial intelligence makes it easier for attackers to clone voices, faces, writing styles. This allows them to create deep fakes, synthetic identities, and an artificial intelligence powered phishing messages that look and feel real. This impersonation game has gotten smarter and more dangerous. It is no longer that the celebrities are the ones who are being impersonated. Now, everyday people are being impersonated. Every single day, every one of us is leaving our voice somewhere. We're using it as a way to authenticate, to get your banking information or whatever. Every single day, our images are on hundreds and hundreds of cameras, depending on where you go and what you do in your life. So your privacy is already being invaded, just like a celebrity. You just don't realize it because you don't have a camera directly in your face and journalists running after you. But artificial intelligence in this world also plays defense, okay? At DigiJack Group, we deploy artificial intelligence to detect anomalies in behavior, logins, communication patterns, even such things as how language is used online to be able to compare and say, oh, this account is also the same person who was also this other account over here. But attackers are using the same tools to scan for the vulnerabilities, to mimic human behavior, and to create their own custom-tailored lures that use stolen data, stolen faces, stolen voices, In other words, they are basically doing what happened to celebrities a few years ago, where celebrities were always worried about their images being used in wrong ways or their voice being used in wrong ways. Well, now that celebrity level cybersecurity is something that we all need to be paying attention to as well, because the criminals, the bad people, are using the same tools that they used to use only against celebrities, but now they're using them against you and I and everyone else as well. Segment two, the tools, tactics that are used against celebrities are also used against you. From the hacked social media accounts to deep fakes and leaked personal content, the attacks on celebrities have become artificial intelligence enhanced, so that it's no longer just a picture coming out, but now they're able to use artificial intelligence, turn it into a video or some sort of audio that didn't even exist, but it seems like it's real. The impersonation has taken on a whole new game and a whole new level. Impersonation is no longer just about a random username or an email address. It can now be, and often is, an artificial intelligence generated video that sounds and looks just like the person that you know or trust. Celebrities often face coordinated bot attacks, whether it's on their social media accounts or through false publications or blog posts as a way to smear them. And this is true with politicians as well, and CEOs and people who are in the public eye. Russian, Chinese, other state-sponsored actors often use artificial intelligence to deploy massive botnets on platforms like X, formerly called Twitter, Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest or YouTube, spreading misinformation, targeting people's reputations, manipulating the algorithms to make sure that people are seeing the wrong information, the fake information, the scam celebrity website versus the real celebrity website. This is not science fiction. This is actually real. It is happening every day to business executives, to doctors, influencers, not just celebrities. This has happened to all of us because the technology exists now to make it so that anyone can do this to any one of us. So let's talk about those algorithms. We all hear about algorithms. What's an algorithm? Well, the simplest explanation is a mathematical formula that's often crafted to do specific things that are hidden inside code on a computer. And so the algorithms can be used to define behavior, patterns, speed, content, all of the above all at once. And depending on how an algorithm is written and what it's looking for, it'll also control what you are seeing online and when and how and where. So artificial intelligence recommendation engines, for example, can spread lies faster than facts. When a celebrity or anyone is under attack, or a big company or a politician, the AI systems don't care about truth. They only care about viral engagement or fake engagement, for that matter. That's why the large social platforms, the social networks, they have to actually think about retraining their algorithms to factor in digital harm and bias. When you have companies making decisions to take away those people who are covering that issue or writing software to protect people, the users, from digital harm and bias, what happens is both the bias and digital harm will creep right back into the algorithms very quickly and often get abused very quickly. We've seen this all on social media platforms. Algorithms and artificial intelligence are inextricably combined. When you are looking at that from a cybersecurity and reputation perspective, algorithms are designed in some ways to get down to the granular level of one person. And so it's possible that using modern media and internet and various streaming and social media and blogs, it is possible now for one person to be targeted, and that one person does not have to be a celebrity anymore. Now, maybe a few years ago that was a celebrity being targeted. Now, these same tools can be used basically against any of us. Segment three is protecting yourself like a celebrity would. Now, celebrities, whether they be actors, actresses, athletes, people in the music business, people in politics, social media influencers. Celebrity takes a broad term, obviously. But most of the successful ones often work with teams. They have public relations advisors, communications advisors, crisis advisors, lawyers, cybersecurity professionals, public people who are booking their dinners and their and dealing with other things around their home lives. They have people. They've got teams. Do you? Do you have people? Do you have a team? Like, if something happens in your household, where's your team? If you have a 25 person company and something happens, where's your team? Do you have to bring one in? Do you have to find people from outside? You could adopt these same principles that the celebrities and athletes and other people like this do take on a daily basis, but you can do it without the Hollywood budget. So you can start with strong, unique passwords. How many of us have heard this every single day? Strong, unique passwords? Because it's not a joke. I, as a cybersecurity expert, I cannot tell you how many times I have seen people who have gotten their company or themselves into very serious trouble because of very weak passwords. At the very least, you should make the password as strong as you can possibly remember. Secondly, don't hesitate to hit the I forgot my password button and just reset it. Sometimes that's actually the safest way, because then you're not keeping it on paper, you're not keeping a list anywhere. Secondly is multi-factor and two-factor authentication. Let's start with two-factor authentication. That's something like you sign into a website and they say, we're sending you a text message to your phone with a four to six digit code. Please enter that code. That's considered two-factor authentication. Multi-factor authentication gets into things like biometrics or using the SMS plus another piece, or a key or a hard key or some sort of security password online or VPN tool. Or there's a number of different definitions of multi-factor authentication, but basically it's saying we're going to try to authenticate you more than one way, and if you don't do that, you're not getting into our little walled castle. Now, artificial intelligence actually is not just a weapon. Okay, you can use it, you can find tools to defend your name. At the very least, you can do some monitoring. You can put in things like Google Alerts and Bing Alerts. At the very, very least, put in your business name, your family name, your children's names, things that are important to you, websites, domain names. And as soon as anything is ever published on the internet, you'll know about it very quickly. There are also other artificial intelligence-based tools that can help you monitor everything from, you know, how your name is being used to whether or not you're on the dark web, or whether or not, you know, your son or daughter's information from school somehow ended up on the dark web. I encourage you to do a little research and use Google or Bing or other search engines to actually ask questions. Don't necessarily rely on ChatGPT for the answers. In this case, you should really look at search listings and the actual companies. But there are a number of tools out there that we can all use, basically for free or very low cost, that will at least enable you to have awareness and visibility of how your name is and your image and your pictures are being used. Encrypted in communication, kind of, you know, like Signal and WhatsApp. It's sort of funny that right now in the news, Signal is in the news a lot because of how it's being used by officials in the administration in Washington. But it is a very strong and practical tool to use. I highly encourage it. WhatsApp and Signal and other encrypted tools. Do the research. Don't just get some encrypted thing from Russia. In fact, I would highly recommend against that. Do use tools that are known and authenticated and have been verified by other people. But using encryption is very important for financial reasons, for privacy, and also for location. And there's a number of reasons why you want to use encryption. Encryption is actually used currently, you know, in so many ways to protect you, you don't even realize it. So extend that to your own communications, verbally and visually if possible, but definitely textually. Now, a lot of people say, oh, I have a smart home, I'm safe, I'm cool because I have an alarm system and it tells me, it rings me on my phone. Great, that sounds like a hacker's delight. So basically, yes, Alexa and Ring both can be hacked. A lot of these home camera systems can be hacked. Wi-Fi systems at home are easily hacked and also easily deflected and or turned off. Most people at home have not taken the steps to change the default Wi-Fi password and usernames. I would highly recommend going on to, you know, the website of the company that provides your home Wi-Fi and take that 2 minutes, sign into that to that provider, and find where you have to change your username and password and do it. Because the hackers have access to default passwords and the lists of default names. It may not be obvious, but this is information that is out there and it can be easily used against you. At my company, at DigiJax Group, one of the most common attacks that we often see against our clients is social media impersonation. Hackers will create fake profiles of celebrities to message their real friends, families, followers, to try to divert attention to their fake websites or to try to steal the information that maybe is going on between the celebrity and other celebrities through direct messages. Often it involves they create the new account. They've already scraped the account of the real celebrity, so they already have the list, or at least they have a partial list of people to immediately send a thing, hey, this is my new Instagram account. My other one got hacked. Please follow me on this new one. Or I'm just paraphrasing, but that's basically how it goes. Hackers will create fake profiles of celebrities, but they will also create fake profiles of you to do the same exact thing, because your information, while it may not be as valuable from a dollar and public relations perspective, as a celebrity, your information is still valuable to them. Well, think about what happens here. What would happen if someone cloned your Instagram account, for example, and it looked exactly like your account that you currently have, and they start messaging your kids and your clients and your employees, hey, I got hacked, follow my new account. There are going to be a lot of confused people. There will be a lot of people emailing, calling, hey, what's going on here? Before you reply to any suspicious message like that, call the person, especially if it's someone you know. Call them. Hey, did you just create a new Instagram account? If not, you know, I think you got hacked. Old school verification works to protect you, but also helps other people too, because sometimes they may not know that something happened. So suddenly you're like the early warning system, and it's really helpful. But also, look twice. Do a little Google research. You know, if Brad Pitt is suddenly contacting you on Facebook or Instagram, it's probably not him, you know, and most likely it's not him, or Courtney Cox or any other celebrity or baseball player or basketball player. They're not just going to reach out to a random person and be like, yo, what's going on today? So just take it all with a grain of salt and realize that the fake stuff is out there. The artificial intelligence makes the fake stuff so much easier to do and also to look perfect. So, second guess things, ask questions. Segment 4, celebrity thinking for everyday people like you and me. So imagine you're a doctor. You wouldn't want your patient records leaked out onto the street, right? I mean, that would harm your patients. That would harm your nurses. That would harm you. You might get sued. It might mean people's illnesses get out in the public and they get embarrassed. What if you're a celebrity doctor and all of your clients are celebrities and you have any little drip of information that comes out could be a front page news story and multiple $1 million lawsuit? Well, what should you be doing? Obviously, you need to be following HIPAA laws. Like, that's number one. And if your staff doesn't understand HIPAA laws, then you need to get a new staff. Basically, encrypt your files, train your staff, secure your emails, make sure that nothing gets out ever, period, done. Now, what if you're a celebrity CEO, a celebrity entrepreneur? Same thing. You have to encrypt your files, train your staff, secure your emails, make sure that nothing gets out. Your intellectual property is your gold mine. Protect it. File trademarks, file patents, use non-disclosures, monitor the web for anyone impersonating your company or yourself or your brand. Artificial intelligence tools can now crawl the dark web as well as the open web for any use of your intellectual property. Use these tools, train these tools to look for the things that you are most worried about to make sure that if something's somehow leaking out, you're learning about it. What if you're a parent? You know, you have you're a 3 or 4 person, 5 person household. Think like a celebrity parent for a second here. If you were famous and you're on television or film, would you let your kid's location be broadcast online every day? Nope, definitely not. Would you allow artificial intelligence enhanced geo-tracking in their phone or their watch that leak information everywhere that they go, not just to you, but to anyone tracking them? Nope, definitely not. Think about it. How do celebrities have to react? They have to think about threats coming into them, their families, their kids. I'm not trying to make anyone paranoid here. I'm trying to say the very skills that celebrities have developed to keep themselves safe actually applies to all of us. And it's something to really think about, because if you can start to take some of those steps that these people are taking, you're actually going to be a lot safer. And most of these steps, with the exception of having a lot of people around you and, you know, having a whole cybersecurity team or having armed guards, but a lot of these steps can be taken for either no cost or very little cost. And so I strongly suggest that people think about their own situation and kind of put yourself in the mind of a celebrity. Like, okay, what would a celebrity do if they were in my shoes? If I was a TV star or I was a movie star or an influencer on internet, what would I be doing to stay safe? And then you kind of, it helps you actually proactively think about, whoa, I should be doing these steps as well. Segment 5, privacy, artificial intelligence, and the new digital reality in this world that we live in. Artificial intelligence has changed the privacy game forever. In fact, some would argue that the artificial intelligence has basically deleted the privacy issue from all of our lives. We no longer have privacy. Anywhere you go, you're either being, someone's taking a photograph of you, someone's recording your voice, someone's doing both. Artificial intelligence is scanning your face from a photograph as you walk into a room, and then they're trying to market things on your phone because now they know who you are. Or they're recognizing your voice from all the logins that you've done where you have to verify who you are on the phone by saying, this is my name, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to press one. Instead of pressing one, I'm going to say one. That all that artificial intelligence has been captured over the years and categorized. So the behavior can be predicted from your social media posts. You start to combine all these things. It has basically led to a complete erosion of privacy. The other thing that artificial intelligence is doing in this privacy game, if you want to call it that, is if you take all these things that I just said, face, voice, behavior, the artificial intelligence can actually perfectly fake all those things as if they were you or the bad version of you, and then all of a sudden it's a whole different situation. This is the double-edged sword of artificial intelligence in this reputation and cybersecurity world. It's a weapon or a shield at the same time. And then, you know, if you think about the larger, I don't know, people still call it the metaverse, maybe it's being called something else now, but with virtual reality and augmented reality becoming, you know, more mainstream, avatars and voices and private spaces are targets now also. Imagine being impersonated in a virtual meeting. In other words, like on a team meeting or Google Meet meeting, instead of you, someone's pretending to be you by using an AI bot. Now, some people might be like, yeah, that means they don't have to attend the meeting. But that also means you could get fired or, you know, that, I mean, like it could lead in all kinds of ways that would be bad. And that's a possibility. Segment 6. So what do celebrities do on a daily or weekly basis, like a cyber hygiene, to keep themselves clean? You know, we all have hygiene. I hope you have hygiene. I hope you brush your teeth and wash your hands, especially after COVID. We should all be washing our hands. And anyone who says they don't know how to wash their hands at this point, you know, after all those COVID commercials, I really don't have much to say anymore. However, what do celebrities do for their cyber security hygiene, the cyber hygiene, as we call it? So I kind of created a little checklist, like a celebrity-style checklist to stay secure in the age of artificial intelligence. Number one, and you have heard this from everywhere, and you will hear it from everywhere again, use strong and unique passwords for every account. Do not use password 123, don't use 4321 password, and don't use your mom's name. Better, pretend you forgot your password and hit the forgot password button often. And that also helps to keep your account secure because it's cycling through passwords. Start with two-factor authentication everywhere. Now, when I say two-factor authentication, I am talking mostly about SMS messaging or some other type of thing to your phone that's not multi-level. Then you have biometrics, fingerprint, eye, hand, combination of both. Then you have hard keys, security keys, you have digital security keys, multi-factor authentication using a combination of these things. All I can say is the more that you can add to your accounts, cell phone, email, finance accounts, you know, insurance, anything, life, that anything in your life that you feel you should protect, you should also make sure that the device and the access point to it allows you to have some type of two-factor or multi-factor authentication. If not, then you need to switch providers to a company that does. Because in this day and age, in 2025, it's irresponsible at best for companies not to force you to have to use a two-factor or multi-factor authentication when logging into their services. So I can tell you that every parent, I'm a parent, every celebrity that I've ever coached and worked with and dealt with in both crisis situations and in normal digital branding and cybersecurity reputation scenarios, the number one thing that we tell everyone is do not overshare personal information online. Don't do it. Don't be saying, this is my favorite cake, this is my favorite color, this is my birthday, this is my girlfriend's birthday, this is my boyfriend's birthday. This is the more that you're sharing online, yeah, it's cool. Oh, look, we were at our friend's party, ha ha, it's his 57th birthday. Well, maybe that person doesn't want you to know that the world to know that it's his 57th birthday. But your personal information will be used against you. So if you're sharing it online at all, it's going to be used against you, whether it's your home address, taking pictures in front of your house, which then someone can just reverse image your picture on Google and see where you live, find your address, or your kids' faces, names, information. Don't overshare personal information online. You know, after all the time that the internet has now been in existence and websites have been in existence and social media and videos, you'd think that people will have learned of this lesson actually by now. But unfortunately, that's really not the case. So if there's really anything I can say to anyone, a CEO, a parent, a celebrity, an athlete, do not overshare personal information. It might seem cool at the time. It will come back and bite you. So one of the things that we work with a lot of celebrities on in their protection is auditing social media followers. Now, this is not who are you following, okay? This is who's following you. No, many people have the mistaken perception that the more the merrier. If I have millions of people following me, it doesn't matter if there's a few kooks. Well, our recommendation is to find those kooks, block them, and keep them from engaging with you. One way to audit social media followers for regular people is to go through them. And the ones who stand out as obviously people you do not know, you know, figure out what's going on with them. Are they real accounts? Are they fake accounts? If you get the sense it's a fake account, block it. Blocking is your best friend on social media. If you're not auditing your social media followers, you don't know who to block. So proactively blocking people will prevent people from harming you. It doesn't always work. Obviously, there's an error rate there, but it's much more effective than not doing it. Again, I'm going to talk about encrypted messages and encrypted messaging. This is super important. And while everyone's making fun of Signal right now, it's a very important tool for people to stay safe. especially about things having to do with healthcare or money or your family. If there's something that you consider to be a sensitive conversation, use encrypted messaging. And I definitely don't go get some encrypted package from China or from Russia. Use something made in America or United Kingdom or Israel, and look at, make sure that this is a well-known entity, not something that's fake. But encrypted messaging can be very important for families as well as businesses. When you are storing your data, make sure you are storing it in an encrypted drive, number one, and number two, that that encrypted drive is in a secure location, whether that secure location is in the cloud somewhere or it's in a physical secure location. But any backup data that you are saving should always be encrypted, and it should be a strong encryption so that if someone ever gets that backup data, all they are getting is a bunch of gibberish, not your actual information. So you see a lot of ads from identity theft monitoring and whatnot. Take it a step further. Deep fake monitoring. Take it a step even further. Dark web monitoring. What you really want to start looking at is what kinds of tools are out there to help you monitor your own name, help you monitor the names of your children and your business partners and people that you work with. Dark web monitoring and open web, because they are different types of publications. Different groups will publish in different places. The monitoring often is free, and it is something that is very important, because while it may not capture everything happening, it will give you sort of that early warning sign that something's wrong. And then aggressively use artificial intelligence tools to track your whole digital footprint. And alert you to impersonations, brand impersonations. So this is not just about using, you know, setting up a Google alert in your own name, but find the AI tools that actually will track your address and your phone number and all the variable points that are relative to your public persona as a person or a business. Track this information and delete the information that you don't need out there, but do track the information that you do need out there, and then that way you'll know very quickly if there's anyone trying to impersonate you or fake your company's presence. If you don't know it, often you find out too late and all of a sudden you've just lost a lot of money, and or you've lost your customer base, and or people don't trust you, your company anymore. Segment 7. So the bottom line here is what? Look, if you're a celebrity, if you're an athlete, or you're a musician, or you're a famous politician, being famous may come with perks. It's probably a lot of fun. It also comes with a lot of risk. Those risks are now being mirrored in the lives of everyday professionals, parents, everyday people. Because what has happened is that cyber criminals have gotten so good at perfecting their art at the higher level that now it's just super easy for them to go after regular people. And cyber criminals don't care about your follower count online. They don't care who you are. They don't care if you're black or white or yellow or green or purple or anything. And the only thing they care about is access to your accounts and whether they can get money from it or whether they can disrupt your website or cause some sort of problem. And whether you're in Hollywood and you're a celebrity or you're just a person and you're logged into your email online, you're a target. So you have to protect your brand. You have to protect your identity, your data, and most importantly, your reputation. If you're not protecting your reputation, you're not protecting your cybersecurity, you're opening the doors for revenue to be lost and or having to dig out of a reputation problem. And that is it for today's Cyber AI with Alan Silverberg. If you found this episode helpful, share it with someone that you care about. And remember, whether you are a celebrity or a civilian, your cybersecurity is your reputation. Subscribe on digijox.com or on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. If you need to learn more information about our services at Digijox, please go to digijox.com, click on Cyber AI with Alan Silverberg, and you'll see that there's a button there that provides services that we're offering along the lines of cybersecurity and reputation services for our podcast listeners. Feel free to ask questions, send us an email or a phone call, and you can reach out to me on LinkedIn, www.... linkedin.com/in/AlanWSilberberg. Thank you very much. Stay safe, stay aware, and stay one step ahead.